Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Joining me in the studio, the president of the Edward Snowden Fan Club, Brandon Drake.
Gary, I have the answer for all of Detroit's problems. I've thought long and hard about this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Busing. Took you with that one, didn't I?
We're going to bus everyone down and bus everyone, man. Yeah.
We'll try it again, this time the right way. It's like socialism. You know, true socialism has never really been tried. So we'll try, true busing.
There's no such thing as true socialism.
Haven't you heard that excuse by the socialists? They say, well, that wasn't socialism. That wasn't true socialism. And they always want to give it another shot.
Yes. Well, the guys with the DACAs outside Moscow living big and high on the hog, they love communism.
See, because true socialism, as I have read from the socialists, is that it's a democratic allocation of resources. So whatever gobbledygook that means in the real world, I don't know.
Yeah, well, communism. We got enough of it right here, right now. Before we get any deeper into this discussion on communism, our sponsor this half hour is the Current newspaper, COURANTonline.com. If you're not advertising in the Current, you should be. You can call me, 734-629-6010, or go to currentonline.com and check out our advertising rates. Great way to use up your print media budget, or any other budget for that matter. We deliver to 30,000 homes. The September edition will be out in a few weeks. We're working on it now. So you got a very limited window to advertise with us if that's what you want to do. So again, call me, 734-629-6010. Or you can advertise here on the Daily Drift or at the Drift.
Do you deliver to the FEMA camps?
Not yet, but we will do. I've got that. That's in the business plan, dude.
Strategic thinking.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ready to go.
Excellent.
And you get a free FEMA coffin.
You get a free FEMA coffee cup?
With every subscription, yes. With every ad you take, you get a free FEMA. Anyways, you can email me today, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you want your comments read on the air, or you can call us, 734-822-1600. I also want to mention the Washtenaw County Veterans Chapter 310 is having their 11th annual pig roast.
And that is on the community calendar, by the way, as well.
Did Don send it to you?
He did.
Good, good. So Don Miller, you can call him at 734-864-2819 or Al Dyers at 734-475-8753. They're putting on a pig roast. They're going to raise some money for some really good things for the charity, shelter dogs, a Thanksgiving dinner for Dawn Farm residents, and packages to our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is hugely important because those guys are risking their lives for the rest of us all the time. So anything we can do to help them out is awesome. And that's located at the VFW post on South Wagner Road. It's 3230 South Wagner Road. That's post 423.
Yeah, that's on the west side of the road, I believe,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a nice-looking VFW hall.
Yeah.
Some VFW halls, not so good. This one looks really cool. Mm-hmm. So I've always thought about driving in, but I'm not a member, so I couldn't just drive in and have a drink or something. Though I'd like to. If I get an invitation, I might just do that. Hint, hint. Okay. Anyways, so lots going on this week. I want to start out with something that really irked me. Lisa Jackson, the former head of the Environmental Protection Agency, put into office by Barack Hussein Obama, told a green energy lobbyist in 2009 to email her personal account versus her business account. Now, how does that strike this super transparent, the most transparent administration in U.S. history? Does that bother you in the least?
I'm numb.
I mean, on top of the... it's easy to get that way, isn't it? Scandalous. It's just we've been rocked by scandal after scandal, and yet, 40-odd percent of the people still think Barack Hussein Obama is doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, he's the Teflon something.
The Teflon Don, yes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it just bothers me that... It has been. I think a lot of people like you are reaching that point where I'm tuning it out. And it's up to us on the radio to keep it tuned in. I don't know how to make it fresh how to keep spanking it so that people will listen, because they need to, you know.
Well, I'm not numb and tuning it out. I'm just going on 2 hours sleep, so I'm.
Were you out drinking last
night? No, I wasn't. No.
Okay. So don't tune us out. And speaking of tuning, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600 via the internet on your Android or iPhone, and you just go to www.whamradio.com. A lot of people don't know this. You don't see a lot of people listening on the internet yet. You should be, because you can get it anywhere in the world. You don't get the static. You don't get the fade as you leave our broadcast area and inside buildings and whatnot. Listening via the internet is the way to go. If you're not doing that at home, you should be. www.whamradio.com, and you can listen to this show or any of the shows on this station. And, of course, there's podcasts available there as well, so you can see just about everything you need to. Try listening to it on the internet. It's clear as a bell. It's amazing, the difference. The quality is just huge. So listen on the radio if you get a chance. Anything that you wanted to bring up this week, man? Did you have something? I know you were talking to me earlier in the week about some things.
Well, the Bradley Manning sentencing phase is going on.
Dude, he was quite attractive with the blonde hair and the lipstick.
Well, yeah, it was really something. Really something.
He's going to, it's like a comedy routine coming out of the news these days. Here's a guy who exploited our intel community and gave it all to WikiLeaks and sits out at Leavenworth. And when he finally goes to trial, he says, "It's not my fault. I'm transgendered."
Right. And that's what I wanted to touch on, is that let's say, for example, let's look at the hypocrisy here. And let's say that his commander realized that Private Bradley Manning is going through a lot of stress and that he's just not able to perform his job. So the commander gets involved and finds out that he has this gender identification issue. Okay, so the commander wants to take him out of this very sensitive position, and so that he can't do damage to the United States. Guess what would happen? Well, you'd have the gay mafia, you'd have the ACLU, you'd have the extreme libertarians, you'd have all these people saying, "He's a soldier, his private life has nothing to do with his job." But if his private life, in this case being gender identity confused, is an issue, then it is relevant to the case. Okay, so the commander would probably be like, "Oh, I don't want all that heat. I'm not going to risk my career to remove this soldier because I'm going to get sued by all the parties I just listed." Okay, so you leave this guy in place. Oh, also, don't ask, don't tell was a factor.
Right.
And that was repealed shortly after his
arrest. Well, you're surprised he didn't come out with a double whammy and say, "You know what, besides, I'm becoming a Muslim as well. I'm religiously conflicted."
Oh, you can make up any excuse you want. You can make up all kinds of excuses. So let me continue with this. So let's say in theory that the commander knew something wasn't right and he found out that gender identification confusion was a major factor here in the stability, emotional stability of this soldier. Okay. So now that private, let's fast forward in the future during the sentencing phase that that's taking place right now. Now Private Bradley Manning basically says, "Well, the reason I did this is because I was going through so much emotional stress because of my gender identification confusion. That's why." And he sent this photo of the wig and the lipstick and all that stuff to this Army psychologist. What's his name here? Captain Michael Worsley. And Worsley, you know, was a defense witness and went on about how, I'm sorry, he's a Navy captain, not an Army captain. Well, one would think he'd be an Army captain, but he's a psychiatrist. He spent 21 hours interviewing Manning at Fort Leavenworth after his arrest, testified as a defense witness that Manning's gender identity disorder combined with narcissistic personality traits, imagine that, and post-adolescent idealism were factors in why he did what he did, betraying his country. So my point is that if you try to remove him from his position before he did the damage, you'd be sued by ACLU and everybody else. But now that he's caught and he's really sweating it because he's facing up to 90 years in prison, he's using it as an excuse for leniency.
Right. Well, it's the politically correct paradigm that we put ourselves into. You know, we can't get rid of people ahead. It's the same with the Nadal Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter. You know, they knew there was a problem with the guy, but God forbid we can't take him out and remove him from a position or get him out of the army or out of an area because then we're messing with his religion and his rights and everything else.
Exactly.
You know what? But please.
And then you got these people out there saying that Manning's trial was a show trial, and they're comparing it to Stalinist Soviet Union days. And I mean, the guy confessed, I believe, to 10 of the 22 charges. He was ultimately convicted on 17 of the 22 charges. So yeah, I have very little patience for that type of nonsense.
Yeah, well, leave him in prison, and it's too bad they don't break rocks in Leavenworth like they used to way back in the day. You know what I mean? That scrawny little wimp could probably use a little build up with some rock breaking. But
well, you know what? Prison, though, and I'm not trying to be a
three homophobe. Three hots in a cot. We got to pay for this.
What I'm saying is, when he goes to prison, that might be more like Disneyland for him.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure they'll help him get an education. He'll become a lawyer and then sue his way out of prison.
Well, he's going to make a lot of friends that he didn't have in Iraq.
Well, he's going to the right place if he's gender confused, right? He's going to get all the action he needs.
He's going to get a lot of attention.
He certainly will. Maybe they'll even give him his wig and lipstick back. Maybe. All right, let's move on before that one deteriorates.
And I'm not attacking homosexuals. I'm not. I'm just making a little joke here.
No, we're not. We don't do that. We're very...
I'm being politically correct now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so Egypt this week, burning up, right? 600 people dead in one day, another 160, I think, died yesterday in violence. And what bothers me, I guess, the most, as I'm listening to talk radio, and I hear a lot of conservatives who are now complaining about the bloodshed. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, we're caught in the middle here. I'm sorry, I'm kind of siding with the military.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think the military represents the majority of the people who originally started the protest to make Morsi get taken out of office. And now the people that are, I'm sure it's not everyone. I'm sure there are a lot of innocent people who are dying who should not. But I'm thinking a lot of these protesters who are dying and killing cops and soldiers while they're at it.
That's the thing.
Are Muslim Brotherhood supporters. They're extremists. These are the same people that want the Egyptian women to put on their burqas. They don't want them going to school. Don't want them out on the street without their husband or brother or father. These people that are dying, I shouldn't say hope because that's a terrible thing. Nobody should be dying. But the ones that are causing the trouble are the ones that are dying. It's the Muslim Brotherhood.
The people that are attacking the military and attacking government institutions, they're looked at as peaceful protesters. And the military, who's trying to keep stability and trying to keep things together, they're looked at as the butchers and the slaughterers. And it's being ignored in the media that there's a reason that the military is responding like they are. They're not just going out of their way to try to kill everybody.
Because they're dealing with terrorists.
Exactly.
The Muslim Brotherhood and these protests are rampant acts of terrorism. They are burning churches. They are killing Christians. What did the Christians do? It's not their fault that they didn't take Morsi out of office. It was the majority of the population, mostly Muslims, who were unhappy with the extremists that wanted Morsi gone. And yet they take it out on the Christians. And I'm sure the Jews will be next. And they're going after all the wrong people. If you want to protest, protest in the right way. You don't have to kill people to protest. I mean, the first protests were not as violent as this because people weren't shooting back at the police and the army.
Right. And they're trying to provoke as much violence as they can because the mainstream media in the world press, basically is always going to side with the protesters.
Right, right. We got Pastor Rick Dietering calling in. Pastor Rick, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Great.
Hey, Pastor Rick.
Hey, listen, I was just listening to your show. Great show as always. I just want to comment a little bit. The current government in Egypt, the Prime Minister, they recognize the Muslim Brotherhood as being terrorists. We recognize the Muslim Brotherhood as being terrorists. Why doesn't our government recognize the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorists?
Because they like terrorists?
I think part of it is we're afraid of world opinion. You know, especially in Western Europe, they look at it like, hey, this was an elected government. In Western Europe, they don't care who's elected. You know, you could have the devil elected. And they say, well, they're elected.
Right.
Yeah, That's part of it.
I think you're hitting a very good point on there. And if our government would stop trying to divide everybody into groups and start saying, we are going to do what is right for people as individuals, rather than looking at everyone as groups and how do we do this without offending that group or this group. When you do that, you end up offending somebody, no matter what side you take. And so our government trying to play it safe is making more enemies than we've ever had before.
I wanted to make a point, too, with what I just said. Hamas is another example. Hamas elected on the Gaza Strip, and they were looked as, well, this is a freely elected government. And it probably was. The people there, I think, by a majority, did elect Hamas. But you know what? That gives us a right to react, too. We don't have to support every, quote, freely elected government in the world if they're a terrorist group like Hamas, which is the Palestinian Muslim Brotherhood.
Right. Yeah.
What happened to the day where we supported the governments that were the best interest of the United States to support?
Oh, well, we're afraid to do that because, you know, you're thinking too rationally now. We're more directed by world opinion and political correctness at home.
I still say we need to chisel off that little piece of New York and push it out to sea and take the UN and put it into international waters and then back out of it.
Oh, that's a travesty.
Yeah. I'm with you there. We can close down the UN and throw them out of the country anytime. I hate spending a dime with those people because they use it against us or spend it frivolously on something that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, it's wrong on so many levels.
Thanks, Pastor Rick. Appreciate the call.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. So, I guess we're not alone in our thinking. The other big thing is what is Barack Obama doing right now?
The Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Instead of coming back
to work,
he's out doing his vacation. You know, I'm not going to begrudge him a vacation. But how about a quick flight back or even do some work while you're on vacation and try to tell us what's going on? Contact the military. I mean, sure, you got to say the right things because you can't just promote the killing of people, some of them, I'm sure, who are innocent, but I certainly don't believe that those hundreds of people that have died are all innocent. I really don't. I mean, some of those people got what they had coming to them. I'm sure shooting at somebody, you're going to get shot.
Let's look in general what's going on. You know, I remember, again, Bush was still in office, and of course, he's not running against Barack Obama. It was John McCain, but the Obama campaign very brilliantly labeled it as George Bush's third term if John McCain was elected. And all you heard was that because of Bush's policies, that's why there's terrorism in the world, and that's why there's problems in the Middle East and in Pakistan, et cetera, et cetera. And now here's this guy that's going to come and enlighten everybody, and everybody, including our you know, I keep saying our allies in Europe, just love him so much that things are going to be different. Well, the world is on fire right now, and George Bush has been out of office for, what, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going on 6 years.
Yeah.
And it's worse than ever because of the wishy-washy, and some would say purposeful actions by the Obama administration to have radical Muslim organizations take control in Libya, for example, in Tunisia, in Egypt,
right,
in Syria.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing, you know, even if Barack Obama's on our vacationer-in-chief is taking yet another vacation. You would think our Secretary of State would be hard-nosed at the grindstone, you know what I mean, working on what's going on in Egypt, but he's not. Now, you remember, the last time we had a little flare-up, he was caught boarding his yacht, getting his favorite bottle of scotch or whatever it was he was doing. This time, he's been caught kiteboarding. Now, a man his age, kiteboarding, I'll give him credit. That's a tough sport to do. I windsurf, so I know how tough that is. Kiteboarding is really tough, and John Kerry is actually pretty good at it. And if you don't know what kiteboarding is, that's where you have a giant kite, and you have basically a wakeboard, and then it's all hooked to your chest, and you have this kite flying above you, and it's pulling you through the water.
This is John Kerry or
this
Obama
is
doing this?
Secretary of State John Kerry.
I can't get past the idea of him in a bathing suit that I would have to see him kiteboarding.
Go to thedailydrift.com, click on the link, and it'll take you to the Blaze. And they've got a whole bunch of pictures for you to look at. It's astounding. It looks like a kiteboarding magazine model.
Herman Munster in a bathing suit is what I envision.
Well, it's Herman Munster, but he's obviously...
I love Herman Munster, too.
He's obviously quite talented because it takes a lot to do this. But again, it shows the Obama administration, what a bunch of rank amateurs not doing their job. Hello! We're in this to begin with because you wanted Mubarak out of office. You supported the Arab Spring. and you then supported the Muslim Brotherhood, and now look where you're at.
Let's not forget that Iran is well on their way to a nuclear bomb, and you don't hear much about that anymore. I think we've just given up.
That's more of the smoke and mirrors, yeah. I mean, that's completely off the radar. Nobody's even worrying about that, but the Israelis are, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Jerusalem Post, you'll still see that on their headlines all the time. But what is Barack Obama doing about it? His Middle East policy, if he has one, is an absolute disgrace. And between Hillary Clinton, the moron, running the State Department into the ground over the last 2-3 years, and now we've got John Kerry, who, you know, I just don't think John Kerry's a very smart man. I mean, it's amazing how these people get elected to Senate and whatnot.
He was smart enough to marry rich.
Well, he's got the money.
He's got the money.
He got that Heinz fortune, isn't that right?
Yes.
Teresa Heinz, isn't
that's
that right?
That's right. Yeah. And the way she got the money was by marrying a Republican senator, I believe.
There you go.
A Republican senator at one point. Forget his first name.
Yeah, got her money. So anyways, over 700 people now. Well, it's probably 764 by the look of it. And
Egypt has, what, 80 million people?
Yes, I think that's correct.
764 people? I mean, that's tragic for each individual, but, I mean, probably that many people were killed in Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, then, I don't know. Marquette, Michigan,
well,
last
night.
Yeah,
you got to put it in perspective.
I'm teasing, but you
killed
know,
by
yeah.
their own government. But again, I'm not pointing the finger at the military because you know I think the military is on the right side of this.
Well, you know, in the military, they gave warning like weeks in advance about
yes.
you know you have to exit these protest camps and otherwise we're going to move in and there could possibly be violence.
Right.
And if you start fighting us, then there will definitely be violence.
Well, I'm amazed that people like. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, and John McCain are saying, let's pull the plug on the military. Stop giving them money. Let's, you know what? The only spot
voice
of
reason.
The only voice of reason, the only sanity in Egypt right now is the military who did what they did because the voice of the people, the majority of the people said, we want him out of office. The Muslim Brotherhood is not helping our country. They're degrading our country. Get them out of office. The military responded, took care of that, and now have to deal with these extremists uprising, and yet idiots like John McCain and Lindsey Graham are saying, pull the plug on the military, which is why the Egyptian military is now, the government that's in power, is now going back to Russia saying, hey, we're going to send some diplomats. We need to talk to you because obviously these Americans are crying the blues for Morsi fans. They want to pull the plug on us.
Let's not forget, too, that the Egyptian military is crucial in the peace accords that Egypt has with Israel.
Absolutely. I mean, it took a long time. If people may not remember, you go back to the 60s and the 70s, the Russians did support the,
yes, they did.
The Egyptians, and we supported the Israelis, and that was a big part of the Cold War. And after that, after the fall of the Soviet Union, we managed to get the Egyptians to come here. Most of the military people in Egypt are Western trained right here in America. So they identify with America. They identify with Western ways.
Let's go back before the fall of the Soviet Union. Sadat, who signed the peace treaty with Israel, was assassinated by guess who?
The Muslim Brotherhood,
a terrorist group.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what's really interesting too, this Morsi, you know, he studied at USC. He has a PhD from USC and was a professor at a California university that I forget the name of right now, Northbridge or something like that.
Yeah.
So the guy comes here, he sees American exceptionalism. You think that a little bit of that would rub off on him and he wouldn't turn into a jackass when he got home.
Right. And here he is continuing. Now, it makes you wonder how many students did he twist?
Yeah.
With his own opinions while he was a college professor. I mean, it's crazy that we allow people like that to come here and teach.
Yeah, well, it's California. It wouldn't be so hard to twist.
Yeah.
They're already there.
That's right. I think we're sending the wrong message to the world. We're certainly sending the wrong message to the Egyptian military when we have people like McCain and Graham. Even Barack Obama went so far as to parse his words a little bit. I mean, he knows, I think, that we can't just throw the military under the bus. But here's McCain and Graham, Republicans, alleged Republicans. I don't even think they are Republicans anymore. I don't know what they are, but they're certainly not conservatives. They're not true. If they are, they're the dumbest conservatives on the planet because some of the times they find themselves on sides of the issue that don't make any sense, you know?
What do you say to those that say the Egyptian military is just a puppet of the American government and American imperialism is we're just trying to control the world?
Well, I'll tell you when we get back from the break.
Excellent.
See you on the other side.
always on the go. Driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Thay Ronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Egyptian government considers outlawing the Muslim Brotherhood as supporters of the deposed president continue clashing with security forces.
The streets of Cairo look like an urban battlefield as the Muslim Brotherhood's protest turned into armed insurrection. Security forces had to storm a local mosque in order to get gunmen out of the minarets who were firing down at the crowd.
Fox's Leland Vittert. In Idaho, as a wildfire rages near Sun Valley, some residents being told,
if you have been issued a mandatory evacuation order, please leave your home.
Drought conditions and high winds threatening some 1,600 homes, including multi-million dollar ones. And the Florida Keys may be pulling out the high-flying high-tech in the fight against mosquitoes, considering being the first in the nation to use drones to spot remote breeding grounds. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Ed and Diane Mikulski invite you to pick berries at the Mikulski Berry Farm. Their beautiful 90-acre farm with 20 acres of raspberries and blackberries is a wonderful place to bring your family for this season. They even have raw honey from their own beehives and homemade jams and jellies.
Mikulski Berry Farm is located at 7130 Platt Road in Ypsilanti. Hours are 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Call Ed and Diane at 734-572-0060 or visit them on the web at MikulskiBerryFarm.com.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
DBM VoiceWorks.
Audiobooks, corporate training videos, PowerPoint presentations, movie theater announcements, voicemail systems, and voiceovers for television commercials. Whatever your need, DBM VoiceWorks is here for you. To learn more about DBM VoiceWorks, visit dbmvoiceworks.com. That's dbmvoiceworks.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift this Saturday afternoon. Good to be here. Thank you again for joining me, Drake. Always a pleasure. You make it so easy to come in and do the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
And thank you, Derek, for producing for us, as he always does.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so another outrage for me this week, and you can get these links. I put all these stories on thedailydrift.com. Go to www.thedailydrift.com, and I put links to all the stories that you need to know. So go there, and you can fill yourself in or follow along as we're discussing some of these things. But
have you found that being in talk radio in general, it's almost impossible not to be outraged? It's almost like a perpetual state of mind
you know,
with
me. The thing for me now is I'm coldly passionate about it because I watch the news, I listen to the news, I read the articles, I delve into the internet. It really has become a big part of my life. It's, mm-hmm. it's not just a hobby, it's a way of life for me. But my blood pressure probably does not really pop. I can look at an outrageous article like this one that we're about to talk about and not be crazy swearing like I maybe would have done 3, 4, 5 years back. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I've been doing it long enough that I've developed a thick skin. I've developed that. It's the same as when somebody tries to call me an outrageous conservative or an extreme conservative or something. I'm like, why would you say that? Explain yourself. You know, I can listen to people. And I'll get one a month from The Current, you know, some liberal who writes. And most of the time I'm like, well, that's cool. Thanks for your opinion. You know, why don't you share it with us by writing in there? And, of course, they go off on a grand tangent, and then they refuse to write because they obviously either don't know how to put their words into writing or when they finally do, they figure out that their logic, there's no logic in their sense. You know what I mean? It makes no sense to anybody. So I am passionate, but I'm coldly passionate about
it. You've become kind of like Gandhi.
You know what? I'll take that moniker, dude. Can I be the Gandhi of conservative talk radio?
Oh, Gary Welling.
well, which tells us you were going through the fan mail. And what did we get, Derek? Do we have an audio postcard from Kim Jong-un, right?
I think it's another second one.
This is the second one we've had. Let's hear that, Derek.
I love this guy.
Hello, Gary Welling. Kim Jong-un here. I send you another audio postcard from glorious Democratic People's Republic of Korea. I take time out from being in hot tub with Dennis Rodman. Oh, he scared me. He looked like sea monster on the Late Late Show I have streaming from Tokyo. And his breath like Godzilla. Oh, you and Brandon Drake are very funny. I like a humor. Only humor we have in Korea is that everyone named Kim with very bad haircut and nuki bombs that sizzle like crappy sparkler. I get to my point. Edward Snowden's son and Bradley Manning's son are heroes. Heroes to Democratic People's Republic of Korea, that is. Snowden just FedExed me from Russia all his computer files we like very much. And Bradley Manning quacked me up, so I make you a deal. Bradley Manning look cute in wig and makeup. I give him job in my own personal burlesque show. We call new show Wiki Take Leak on America, starring Bradley Manning. Goodbye for now, Gary Welling. Keep up good work. Kim Jong-un, love you and your show. Love you long time.
He sounds like a fun guy.
Well, you know, the English lessons from Dennis Rodman obviously are paying off, you know.
I can understand Kim Jong-un better than Dennis Rodman.
Because he doesn't have as much hardware in his mouth. That's what it comes down to. Well, there we go. We've got to lighten it up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, dude, you know?
He's a fan.
You would think a young guy who spent time in the West would not be such a raving lunatic. And why, you know, go back to North Korea and say, you know what? We're going to make some money. Open up the biggest country of brothels or whatever in the world. You know what I mean? Do something different. Yeah. Feed your people. Do something different.
At least get a decent haircut.
Get a haircut, you know? Yeah. I don't. It's crazy. That whole Dennis Rodman thing going there. You know, for Dennis, it was nothing but PR. Why not? But you would think somebody would. You've got everything in the world. Why would you want to go down in history as a complete jackwagon when you could do something completely different than your father and make everyone go, wow, he's actually a nice guy. Look what he's doing. He's opening up his country and becoming modern.
Yeah, in all seriousness on that subject, I think that, and I'm sure he's not of that type of thinking that you just described.
I'm sure
he's not. But I think he's also got to deal with the military complex that's there. I mean, it's a military economy and state, so he's got to please the military. He's got to please the intelligence apparatus. He's got to please probably a few other factions that are difficult to coordinate.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it.
Corrupt, tyrannical society that you got to deal with.
Yeah, I'm sure he is as much a puppet for the military junta, as Barack Obama is for the progressive liberals, you know what I mean? Just a figurehead.
Yeah, he's trying to consolidate power, and he's got a long ways to go, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, something that outraged me this week, and you may or may not have seen this, I didn't see it on the mainstream media, but I did see it on Fox. A Muslim group is planning a million Muslim march on guess what day? 9/11.
Oh,
the 12th anniversary of the World Trade Center. Muslim advocacy groups are planning a march in Washington to protest what they feel they are being mistreated by American society and the American government because people are blaming them. Well, we do blame the Muslims. Hello? It was Muslims who hijacked the planes, flew them into buildings, and killed 3,000-odd people.
Yeah, I suspected it wasn't a pro-American rally where they're just grateful to be here.
I saw this.
Why can't we ever see that?
Yeah, I saw this on the news, and I literally, my blood pressure may have gone up on this one, simply because I was shocked that, you know, and you have to fill out lots of permits and go through a lot of hoops with the federal government to have a march on the Washington Mall. That just doesn't happen. You know, you would think that somebody in the National Park Service would say, you know what, we're busy that day, or totally inappropriate. If we're going to be politically correct, if we're going to be the completely politically correct idiots that we are,
yes,
why in God's name would we allow on 9/11 Muslims to march on Washington saying they are the victims of the 9/11 tragedy?
Why is it that not all Muslims, I'll preface it with that, but so many flee their society to come here for freedom, but then insist on creating their society here, the very society they fled.
With all the same faults. They want to bring those faults here and start it up here.
That whole culture that is so backward, especially the way it treats women, the thuggish behavior of it, it just blows me away.
Yeah, it's amazing. 734-822-1600 if you want to get your opinion heard on the subject, or email gary@thedailydrift.com. Yeah, it's astounding that we as America put up with this.
That we put up with it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is insane. Somebody at the National Park Service should be fired for allowing this to go ahead. Hopefully it won't go ahead, at least not on this day, because that's rubbing salt in the wound if ever there was. You know, it's bad enough that you want to build a mosque at the site of 9/11, and now you want to have a million Muslim march on 9/11.
It's an example of these groups using our freedoms against us to continue to undermine us as a free society that we are.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a 50, 100, 200-year plan.
Right. I mean, I can't imagine anybody at MSNBC, anybody at CNN or Headline News not saying this is wrong. You know, the criticism should be so big from every major news network, from every opinion editor, and every newspaper in the country. People should be just outraged that this is going to be allowed to happen on the day of 9/11.
Well, and you know what's also outrageous is there's some out there that believe that Muslims didn't do this, the CIA did it, or the CIA knew about it, all this other stuff. Yeah.
The truthers.
You know, so you got that out there as well, which I think is almost equally as outrageous.
Yeah. You know what? It's America. Stupidity is allowed. It's illegal. But it's up to us in the media, or should be more than us, you and I and the station, because frankly, sometimes I feel like we're the only ones. You know what I mean? Yes, you get your Glenn Becks and your Rush Limbaughs, but why is it just talk radio? When something as blatantly obvious as this, why isn't Diane Sawyer talking about this?
Do you ever feel like you're on the television show Fort Apache, the Bronx?
Sometimes I do.
Hill Street Blues?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, depending on where you come in. But yeah, it's an outrage, and I want people, you know what? Call your congressman. Go to thedailydrift.com, go to garywellings.com. All the contacts, emails, and phone numbers for your congressman are there. Make a phone call. Tell him how outraged you are. Go ahead and call Tim Walberg. You know, tell him you're outraged. Call Debbie Stabenow on Carl Levin. You know what? Carl's leaving. He shouldn't have to worry about it. He should be able to put his foot down on this one and say, you know what? This is an outrage. Yes, let's not allow this to happen, at least on 9/11.
He's out kiteboarding with Kerry.
I can't imagine Levin doing anything active like that. The last picture I saw him, he was quite overrated
too.
There we go. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about education. So, Derek, we will see you on the other side. Or not. we caught Derek off guard over there in the control booth.
Derek was
juggling. Derek, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to our guest.
There we go.
All right. See you on the other side.
It's time for America's Vital Signs with Dr. Dave Janda, your weapon of mass instruction.
On our Sunday show, Operation Freedom, we were joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury in the Reagan administration. He pulled no punches on our show on how members of our United States government, including regulators, the Treasury Secretary, the Assistant Treasury Secretaries, and Federal Reserve have become arms of the banksters and banking syndicate. He stated, quote, "Wall Street has taken control of the government and inflicted huge damage on the American public." In fact, he stated, quote, "People who try to defend the public good are attacked because private interests run the government, and this started with the Clinton administration's repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which has led to the financial mess we are in today," end quote. He concluded, quote, "Telling the truth has become offensive. I suspect before long it will become a crime to tell the truth to the American public," end quote. Folks, truth will always prevail at WHAM Talk 1600, at Operation Freedom, and at America's Vital Signs. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, your weapon of mass instruction.
This Freedom and Liberty message was made possible by the best-selling book, The Awakening of a Surgeon, written by Dr. Janda, a book featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show and The Glenn Beck Show. The book instructs you how to take control of your health and how to take back your healthcare freedom. Available online at Amazon.com and NoInjury.com. Get your copy today.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Hi, this is Glenn Sylvanus inviting you to tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. for my show, Ask Mr. Sold. We'll cover every aspect of real estate, residential, commercial, and more. Plus, you'll hear from leading experts on topics like appraisals, real estate law, inspections, and lending. Send your questions to ask@mrsold.com, and don't forget to tune in every Sunday at 5 right here on WHAM Talk 1600.
Town and Country Pools are the folks you need for a great summer pool season. They carry commercial and residential pool and spa supplies, a full line of baskets, brushes, extension poles, bromine, chlorine, algicide, and everything else necessary to keep your pool and spa bright, shiny, and squeaky clean. They also do water testing and consultation to help you fix any pool or spa problem you may be having. Shop where the pros go. Go to Town and Country Pools, 3773 Morgan Road in Ypsilanti. Call them at 734-434-1700.
You know, friends, a wise man once said, he said something. I can't remember what it is right now, but that's not important. This is Thay Roan inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. It's a rockin' show on the radio, and we use only the finest ingredients, and we've been doing business in the same location since 1842. Join me here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Thay Roan for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for catching our drift this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm going to get out after the show here and try and enjoy the sunshine a little bit. What are you going to do after the show?
I'm not sure. Maybe get some sleep.
No, that sounds nice. All right, so we're going to get in and talk a little bit about Common Core, because I'm a complete idiot when it comes to Common Core. And we have Mary Beth Schmidt from Rattle With Us Tea Party. Mary Beth, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Good to have you. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
No problem. I'm not only with the Tea Party, but I lost my mind and ran for office last November and actually won. So now I'm a trustee in Salem Township as well. So look where the activism can get you. I hope that everyone listening thinks about what they can do for their township, their city, and their country when these races come up in 2014. I hope good people will run.
Yeah, well, especially for school boards, too, right, Mary Beth? That's really where I think our biggest problem lies. Not enough of us, at least smart ones of us, who are getting involved in the school boards would keep us from having this Common Core nonsense taking effect, right?
Exactly. It is such a deep problem, and I have to say I am new to this as well. I've been going in kind of deep, for the past 4 to 5 weeks, getting myself formed and getting to be an activist to fight against it here in the state of Michigan. Do you remember Melanie Curtis, who ran for State Board of Education?
The name is familiar, but other than that, no.
She's an incredible woman, and she is one of the activist moms. Her website is called Stop Common Core in Michigan, and she is leading the fight against this very awful thing. If you want to think about what is Common Core in regards to education, it's like what Obamacare is to health care. It's that bad.
Yeah,
it's a nationalization of standards for what our public schools should be teaching and how the teachers are supposed to teach. And as you can imagine, it's all very socialist, progressive, left-wing ideology as well.
Mary Beth, is it a nationalization of standards or an internationalization of standards? Or
I
both?
I think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you, Mary, because we hear this
we're always talking about wanting to compete globally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear this a lot, too, and what's confusing, I guess, for me when it comes to Common Core is you actually get the occasional conservative who wants to promote Common Core. In fact, I know a school administrator who is deeply conservative on almost every level, and yet he's a backer of this Common Core thing. Now, is it because he's an administrator and it's part of his programming? But what are some of the things that would really shock people that would keep them from saying, oh my gosh, we have to, you know, stop this?
And how is it different from, say, No Child Left Behind and those standards?
Well, here's the thing. From what I have been learning, it's not different. It's a continuation, and Common Core would give even more authority and control than what we've already seen. It's going to the next level, and that's one thing that I say it has to be stopped. And, you know, we've already implemented it in 2010 with mathematics and I believe the language arts. Because of conservative activists, we actually stopped the funding for implementation of Common Core in science here in Michigan. But the battle isn't over, and that's what I want your listeners to understand. If they would go to stopcommoncoreinmichigan.com, they could get updated on what's happening. I believe there's another set of public hearings coming up. And from what I understand, October 1st is kind of a crucial deadline for us, because that's when some big votes are going to go down about the budget for the following year, whether to implement Common Core, to fund it, or not here in Michigan.
Mary Beth, Common Core, as far as the mathematics goes, you said that passed in 2010, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us, for us laymen, the real downside of Common Core as it applies to mathematics, because I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Well, here's what can be confusing about it. It's confusing to me. We're told that we're behind the rest of civilized countries in the world, that we are near the bottom when it comes to mathematics, as far as international standardized testing. So the hope with Common Core is that they would bring us up to more, you know, international rankings that are acceptable through Common Core standards. But yet what we've seen with the implementation of Common Core, they're actually holding American students back. So if a ninth grader is generally taking Algebra 1, let's say, and then Algebra 2 in sophomore year, and then Geometry, that would be kind of normal right now. Common Core would actually push it back so that maybe your junior year you're taking Algebra 2. It's pushing everything back by about 2 years, so now we're going to be behind even further.
So how is it sold to everybody that it's going to bring us up and will make us more competitive with the rest of the world when, in fact, like you're saying, it could hold students back by a year or two?
You know,
or more.
It's the mystery. If I could explain that in a logical, rational way that made sense, boy, I'd be a really smart lady. But the reason Common Core is being pushed so hard right now is because states who implement it get federal funding. So it's not about our kids. It's not about taking us up to the next level. It's about money, like everything is, yeah, ultimately.
Money and control. So let me ask you this. If Common Core has been in place since 2010, and it is now 2013, after 3 years, the last I saw, U.S. test scores in mathematics are still way down the list compared to the rest of the world. So this Common Core doesn't seem to be helping here very much. Even though we spend more money than most other countries in the world, our mathematics are still down, even with Common Core. So what is it doing for us?
I know. It doesn't make sense. And once again, I think it's tied into getting federal funding, and it's tied into a left-wing progressive ideology that ultimately wants to creep in to every subject in our public school curricula. Because,
okay,
you know, the Common Core is going to determine academic standards for standardized testing, and that's going to drive the curricula publications.
Okay. Now, you're going to get us an article in The Current this month, correct, for Common Core to educate us all a little bit more about that?
I'm going to bring in an expert. Her name is Karen Braun, and she's known nationally as Spunky Homeschooler. And I believe she has a blog, spunkyhomeschooling.blogspot.com. La, 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 whatever the rest of those things are. And she is the one that we're going to say, hey, let's get some articles going, because she's been studying this since 1995.
You know, Mary Beth,
she's a homeschooling mother of six.
You mentioned homeschooling, and that's exactly what I was thinking. It's not necessarily everyone has to be homeschooled, but it starts in the home, and it starts with the parents, and that's what's so lacking in our society today. So you have this Common Core, No Child Left Behind, everything else. It's a Band-Aid over the real problem in that our society is structurally defective right now because parents aren't parenting for whatever reason. Either they don't know how, or they choose not to.
Yeah. Well, Mary Beth,
amen to that.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll look to see that article in the upcoming Current. And for everyone else, go to thedailydrift.com and stay educated yourselves. And we will see you next week.